This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. So as humans, Allah has created and instilled certain needs and desires in us, and these desires will compel us to adopt certain measures in life. A young boy and girl are growing, they're evolving, they are young adults, and now there is the desire of companionship. So I had my dad calling me my beloved son, my mom referring to me as the coolness of her eyes, etc. But now I'm yearning and pining for someone to say my hubby, or to say my honey, or to say my love, or to say my angel, etc. And that's great. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. In the 21st juz in Surah Ar-Rum, Allah says, I've created spouses for you. دَلَّةٌ عَلَى كَوْنِ مَيْلَانِ الرِّجَالِ إِلَى الْأَزْوَاجِ مِنْ مِنَنِهِ تَعَالَى لِذِكْرِهِ فِي مَحَلِّ الْإِمْتِنَانِ. That the inherent intrinsic inclination we have to each other is a bounty of Allah. لِذِكْرِهِ فِي مَحَلِّ الْإِمْتِنَانِ. Because Allah has highlighted it in the context of a bounty. And then after a period of time, both the couple are now desirous that somebody can say dad, or someone can say mom, or we can refer to my son or my daughter, or I'm taking my child. Wow, it's a different feeling. And yet again, we learn from the Quran that Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam asked Allah, Rabbi habli, oh Allah, bless me with a child. أَنَّ طَلَبَ الْوَلَدْ لَا يُنَافِي الزُّهْدِ. To ask Allah for children does not go contrary to nobility or piety. But beyond that, my brother and my sister, and in particular, the couple that is desirous of children, this is an ayah of great hope, motivation, and encouragement. So Sayyidina Zakariya, according to historical narrations, was 120 of age, and his wife was in her late 90s. وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا. And she was barren when she was young. Now she's barren and old. Yet he asked Allah, bless me with a child. So what do we learn from this here? أن سؤال المسبب من الأسباب البعيدة لا ينافي الأدب. To ask Allah for something which logically is remote, medically is impossible, does not contradict the demand of respect. So if doctors gave up hope, that doesn't stop you from asking Allah to cure your father or your mom. And if doctors said you cannot have a child, and the requirements of fertility are not found, that doesn't mean you cannot ask Allah. أن سؤال المسبب من الأسباب البعيدة. Ask Allah and continue asking Allah. And Allah blessed Zakariya after he was over the century mark with a child, and a unique child. So I say to you, my brother, and I say to you, my sister, continue asking Allah, even if it is logically impossible or remotely possible, but for the Almighty, everything is possible. Ask, hope, and be optimistic. May Allah fill your lap with a bouncing baby. May Allah cure those that are terminally ill. And may Allah fulfill your dream and desire through avenues which are beyond your comprehension. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.